Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. This podcast may be disturbing, but if you eat seafood, keep listening. Did you know that 86% of the seafood that is consumed in America is imported? And half of those are farm-raised. Asia is the number one producer of these aquaculture products, dominating in 89% of the industry. This is usually not a good thing. And the FDA shows some prime examples of the type of disgusting shortcuts that Asian fish and shrimp farms do to save a few bucks. In China's fish farms, tilapia are fed pig and goose manure that contains salmonella and make the tilapia more susceptible to disease. You think? In Vietnam, farm shrimp bound for the U.S. market are kept fresh with ice made from their tap water that is full of bacteria. When visited for inspection, that same company had trash on the floor, flies crawling all over baskets of processed shrimp that were stacked in an unchilled room. Asia's shrimp farmers rely heavily on antibiotics, many which are banned from use in the United States. Farm-raised shrimp from Thailand is said to be processed by 300,000 slave laborers who are malnourished and work up to 18 hours a day. I love seafood, but I want to know where it's coming from and how it is grown. Your best bet is the more expensive route, which is wild-caught in deep and cold ocean water. There's a council called the Marine Stewardship Council, MSC. And if you see their logo, it has a blue fish and a check logo. The MSC is the largest and most globally recognized eco label for wild-caught seafood. If you see that, buy it. Whole Foods Market probably has the largest and freshest seafood selection for consumers. It is by far more expensive than going to Walmart or Aldi, but then again, you get what you pay for. And for me, I'd rather eat peanut butter, organic of course, than fish full of shit and antibiotics. Please, friends, know what you're putting in your body. It is estimated that 35% of cancers are related to lifestyle and diet. Now, if you want to know the best way to prepare that beautiful piece of fish, pick up a copy of my friend's book, Salmon from Market to Plate by Maureen Berry on Amazon. Also, please share this podcast with a friend. Stay healthy. And until tomorrow, God bless.